The following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management of Visionary Related Entertainment.
Hello and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Dr. Grace Purusha. Dr. Grace is an educator and master health coach. With a PhD in nutrition and a master's degree in education, she emphasizes a simple, uncomplicated approach to produce a strong, lean, and energized body. Her book, The Five Essential Laws of Eating, have been acclaimed by Dr. John Gray, who says that her book offers a profound and practical program to adjust your eating and attitudes to make the changes you have been wanting to make, and that Dr. Grace is a rare model of someone who walks her talk. And here we are, Dr. Grace, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leah.
Setting off the new year on such a positive note, our topic for today is vibrant health, a spiritual path. And you live it. You exude vibrancy. Mm. And I do have a message from the angelic kingdom. We like to do this show in conjunction with them. And this is the angel card that I pulled for today in alignment with our vibrant health and radiant aliveness. Acknowledgement. You have drawn this card to encourage you in your search for a way to give your life work more specific form and or to attract the people and opportunities that are essential for you to expand and deepen your means of service to humanity and the earth. Your essential self, your inner wisdom, is the energy that guides you toward and into your purpose. We, your angelic teachers, expect nothing of you save that you listen to your heart and accept each day as a call to use compassion in your thinking about yourself and others. The more you surround yourself with people who also acknowledge a responsibility to awaken the spiritual impulses on the earth, the more love and positive energy will surround you. When you listen to your heart and respond from this place to take up certain work, it is more apt to be fulfilling. When you want guidance, listen to your heart. Ask, and you most surely will be shown many ways that you can be useful. You are moving into the light of acknowledgement, accepting that you are held eternally in divine love. Well, that was such a perfect card for today, because your program is about listening inside instead of just changing. You're a nutritionist. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what you offer people and how you came to be doing this work.
Well, I'm practicing as a doctor in the field of nutrition, and I have been at this for 25 years now, and I've come into it slowly but surely following the destiny of my life. And at this point, my main work with people is to help them make changes, to help them to upgrade, to wake up, to see what they do, to have choices, to not act automatically about food and eating.
And I have to say, I had a personal session with Dr. Grace, and I had the most intense day emotionally dealing with all of my dark issues around, you know, eating sugar and all those little addictive things. And I went for a session, and I was greeted with, there's no need to worry. We're just going to have you feel good about what you're doing, the choices that you're making. And I have to say, I left there feeling empowered and ready to make some choices. Boy, I went out and I bought a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables, and I've been eating them. So it can happen. It's happened for her. Her life has transformed. Her body has transformed. And my life is beginning to transform. And I feel very confident that this new year is an incredible time to make these decisions, to move more into a place of aliveness. Mm. So tell us more about how you came to do this work. You said you have your background as a PhD in nutrition, but you had some struggles with food along the way.
I did. When I was in my 20s and into my 30s, I had a sugar addiction, and I call myself a recovering sugarholic because it's still something that I'm up to bat with all the time. You never get to let go of that one. It's all about vigilance and paying attention. And through that, I had poor energy, my body didn't feel good, I felt like I was prematurely aging, and I just decided that I wanted to feel really good, and I wanted to be I wanted to find out what the problem was. And sometimes I'll tell people that I'm a master detective. I like to look at people's lives and go, why is that happening to them? What's going on? And I was very fortunate that I came across, when I finished my degree in acupuncture, the first thing that happened to me was I met a beautiful naturopath doctor who really was a mentor and model. And he became my teacher and my husband, and I lived 8 years under his tutelage. And I learned how to produce health.
And you wrote a book in conjunction with some of his teachings.
I did. It's called The Five Essential Laws of Eating. And these are naturopathic, ancient ways of looking at the body and understanding that there are principles, such as these are the five principles, are to eat your food whole, alive, simple, clean, and natural, and only when you're hungry. And when we live like this, rather than following a certain formula or a constitutional type or a blood type, if we live according to ancient principles that all other animals live by, we produce radiant, vibrant aliveness and youthfulness. It's just a miracle. And I never liked nutrition. I never wanted to learn it. I do not resonate with, like, supplements. What I resonate with are practices and principles and values. And that's what I like to teach people.
And that is what is unique about your approach to nutrition, is you work with the spiritual aspect as well.
That is very true. And I consider health to be actually the results of a spiritual path, because to produce health, we have to have great honesty, we have to pay attention, we have to be kind and compassionate and loving to ourselves, we have to tune into what's most important, but above all, we must take personal responsibility to evolve ourselves in such a way, through character qualities, that is where health comes from.
All right. Now, I've been asking a number of guests that I've had on the show in the past month, what is the cause of disease? What do you see as the cause of disease?
Well, you may not like my answer, but I feel
okay.
That disease and sickness is a blessing. And it is a blessing because when we are not paying attention well enough to see what we are doing that is causing harm, or if we medicate or cut or ignore and mask the message, then life needs to hit us harder to say, Grace, Grace, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm going to have your elbows and knees hurt so that you might have to go find out that the amount of sugar and toxic substances and medications and coffee that you're drinking is hurting you, and I don't know how to get your attention. And that's what happens with cancer a lot.
So it sounds like you're saying that a person goes out of alignment with their true nature, with what's best
absolutely
for them?
They do not know or don't want to look at the truth of their poor habits. So their body, which is directly connected to the divine, a conduit to the divine, speaks to you through your body and says, Leah, we're trying to get your attention. We're going to bring your energy down here so that you'll have to go find out what are you doing to cause your energy to be low. That's how they speak to us.
Now, we were talking about a few different reasons why people eat in an unhealthy way. Because,
yes.
I mean, I think ultimately if we could all be healthy and have beautiful, you know, sexy toned bodies, we would want that, right? But we tend to make different choices sometimes. Why?
You know, we live in a society. We don't live in tribes. We don't have a lot of beautiful, exquisite outlets for all of our energy. And so we have all this energy, and we feel overwhelmed. We feel stressed. We feel bored. We want sex. We want security. We want financial support. We're worried and concerned and distraught. And there's no practices in our society to deal with that kind of energy. So people eat, drink, smoke, sex, shop to handle their stress over all these other wrong reasons to eat.
All right. I see a common thread. All my guests so far have said stress is one of the main indicators of disease. So let's all relax out there. Let's take a deep breath. You know, one of the things that Grace said to me was, instead of eating when I'm not hungry or eating something that is really not a highest choice, is to take 5 deep breaths mm-hmm. and really breathe in and feel my body and be able to hold what she called a container. What did you call it? A container for
energy.
Energy.
An energy. One of the things I'm going to be emphasizing in my upcoming cleanse beginning January 8th is the practice of holding more energy Of all the reasons I just spoke of, boredom, stress, finances, relationship, poor communication, fatigue, that instead of doing something to get rid of those feelings, we are going to learn how to hold them without eating.
That's incredible. I love that. We're going to be taking a short break, but before we do, I want to remind you we are speaking with Dr. Grace Purusha, who is an educator and master health coach, and our topic is vibrant health and a spiritual path. Now, she's offering a special. If you call her today and register for the seminar, it's called Get Trim, Strong, and Energized. Doesn't that sound great for the new year? Get Trim, Strong, and Energized. It's a three-week program, a 14-day cleanse, January 8th, 15th, and 22nd, three Mondays. Her phone number is 269-0400. If you call her today, you will be gifted with a free 20-minute private session. And, you know, to get that individual time one-on-one where you can sort of share your darkest demons and fears and concerns about food, I think it's awesome. So I want to encourage you all. This is a new year. It's a wonderful opportunity to take care of yourself, to love yourself. Again, call Dr. Grace, 269-0400. And please visit her website at www.radiantaliveness.com. That's www.radiantaliveness.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
Hi, this is Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Please join me for intuitive development and channeling classes. This 10-week series of classes is designed to teach you how to enhance your natural intuitive ability and connect with your spirit guides. You will learn how to bring through messages from your higher self, guides, and angels. A variety of approaches will be presented in a safe and supportive environment. Please call me at 808-269-3137 or go to www.leahhoward.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our honored guest is Dr. Grace Purusha. She's an educator and master health coach, and our topic is Vibrant Health, a Spiritual Path. Now, we're going to be getting a phone call from one of her clients whose life changed. I mean, I remember you saying to me that this person didn't like vegetables. I can relate to that.
It's always interesting what your greatest obstacle is when you meet someone new. You go, oh, what's this person going to be tackling? And what's the character quality behind that that will be reinforced and enhanced through that, you know, new art that they're mastering?
And it's really the mastering the art of change, isn't it? I mean, when you're changing your habits, these are really old habits that a lot of us have about eating.
This is why I call it a spiritual path, because it's all about evolving. It's about developing your character. It's about maturing. It's about seeing the light. It's about waking up. That's where you're going to get healthy from. You're going to make different choices because you're waking up.
And see, when I had that session with you, I was so overwhelmed before I went. I honestly almost canceled it. I thought, I can't do this. I read your book. I read all the information about what I was supposed to do, and I felt a bit overwhelmed. There's no way I could live that pure life. And then when I got there and you said, we're just going to take little steps and we're going to do what feels right and you're going to learn to make choices. So it's really that old saying, it's progress, not perfection.
And even more distilled down, I would call it just practice. Just here's some practices. And go out and practice. See what you find out. Try it on for size. There's no rush. You have this lifetime and many others.
And one of the suggestions she gave to me, now I've told you folks before, I have sort of a chocolate bar addiction. I have had in the past. And one of the suggestions she gave me was to eat like carrots or celery or an apple instead. Now, I know that might not sound quite as exciting. It doesn't have the thrill. You know how you talked about one of the reasons for eating is thrill. It doesn't have the same thrill, but I have to say I felt a noticeable difference in my body. I feel a noticeable difference when I eat carrots or an apple. I don't have that surge of energy. I'm more kind of middle ground, steady, and that's what we're shooting for, right?
And that's what we're looking for. And, you know, I consider it a miracle meant to be and a good omen when somebody comes in and makes one little choice like that and they get a immediate response that they feel better. That is a sign that you're ready. You're ready to feel better because with one thing already you see a difference.
And then, see, that inspires me to make more changes
of
and
course.
To add in, not just to add, because it's a process of letting go of the old unhealthy things and then adding in the things, like, honestly, it's been my habit to eat toast every morning with butter and honey. And you said that was a non-food or something.
Well, I consider processed foods not to have come from the divine, from God. They come from man. And I figure this, Leah, this is like a simple practice. And I heard this and I went, you know what? I'm going to live my life by this. And that is, eat the food that comes from the higher intelligence. Would you rather eat something from man's intelligence or God's intelligence? And I'm figuring that main manufacturer that made my body, he made a whole matching set of food for me to eat. And stuff made by man is not that.
Right. It's processed. And whenever we're eating anything out of a package, which is the main aisles of the grocery store.
Exactly.
It's not from the divine directly.
That's right.
Okay. And we have our caller on the line. Hello. You're on the air. Your name, please.
Hello. My name is Dawn Gottlieb.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks for calling in. And you've had experience working. Grace is your personal coach?
Excuse me?
Is your personal coach?
Yes, Grace is my personal coach. I'm sorry. These cell phones are horrible. Grace has been my personal coach now for what's going on 3 months. And I was never the kind of person who thought I would be getting a personal coach. In fact, I'm a therapist myself. But what she's been able to help me accomplish has really been amazing.
Well, tell us so that some of us who are waiting to be inspired for our new year and making changes, what happened?
Well, let's see. I know this is a radio show, so I'll try to keep it really brief. You know, from the first moment that I talked to Grace and she went into the initial interview, which took a couple of hours in which she really takes a lot of time to uncover all of your little secrets, all of your eating patterns, in effect to be able to help you with so many tools. She's just has so many tools to help you reach your goals. And I had about 45 pounds to lose. I can say that I'm already a little better than halfway there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My clothes are very loose and baggy, and just a lot of things have changed, and I just wanted to maybe narrow it down to a couple positive points. There's definitely dozens and countless things to talk about, but would take too long. And I guess one of the hugest positives for me through working with Grace has just very simply been the ability to learn to nourish my body in a healthy way, the way that nature intended for our bodies to be nourished. I was really kind of a very junky eater, and I guess we all have addictive patterns with our eating, and maybe they just become habits. But through this lifestyle and with Grace's tools, I've really learned to become, well, primarily her principles of eating and the five arts of living just make you more conscious and more aware, more awake of what you're doing. So you're not just, you're habitual. Hello?
So, Dawn, do you feel like you're loving yourself more now?
I'm totally, well, you know, I mean, I think that's a day-by-day process, and you don't really realize that you're not loving yourself.
Uh-huh.
I think that as I began feeding myself better, I realized that I was loving myself more, and just getting more in touch with the spiritual parts of myself that really can't shine through when you're throwing toxins in your body every day.
And how about your self-esteem? How has that changed?
My self-esteem is definitely better. I guess these are some of the things in working with Grace that you realize it maybe wasn't as good as you thought it was. But just, I work in the hospital, so I come into contact with dozens of people a day, and it's not just been myself noticing. I'm my coworkers, people in the hospital just keep asking me, what are you doing? You look great. You're I mean, even my eyes are getting bluer. I know that sounds strange, but...
They're getting clearer. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. It is very inspiring and uplifting. And may you continue on this path of lightning in all areas of your life.
Thank you, Dawn. I am so proud of you. And I think you're a living example of the potential of someone who says, I have decided to make a change and I'm going to go and I'm going to get to my goal. So
thank
congratulations.
You,
and we're all
thank
with you.
Thank you. Right. Okay, thank you.
So, Dr. Grace, Dawn mentioned the six arts of living.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
The six arts of living, especially in the Naturopathic Foundation, which is where I went after acupuncture, was into the study of that, to truly see where a person is at in their life and what practices they need in order to evolve, you have to look at all the ways they live their life. So there's the art of eating, the art of movement, which includes, do you have strength? Do you have endurance? Do you have flexibility? Then there's the art of relating. Do you know how to communicate? Can you listen? Can you understand? Can you be compassionate? And then there's the art of self-reflection. Can you look within? Do you know how to inquire? Ask for inner guidance. Meditate. Come to stillness. Watch your thoughts. You can imagine if you know how to eat, but you don't do well watching your thoughts, you're still not going to be happy. If you complain and you're not grateful and you make a fuss and you fear, all the good eating in the world won't make you happy and healthy. And then there's the art of rest and recreation and purpose and creativity. So I look at all those parts of a person's life to see, well, where are they out of balance and what would it take? And then if some of those arts aren't very masterful, they're going to tend to eat poorly to compensate.
I see. So, for example, someone who's a workaholic type A who's very, very busy and doesn't take time to rest, I never thought of that as an art, but I think it is.
It is.
Then they might eat something sugary or have some caffeine, a cola, or
exactly.
something to pick them up.
Exactly. Rather than closing their door and resting for 5 minutes and deep breathing and connecting to the divine, which would be just as good as a chocolate chip cookie and better, because then they're going to stay balanced and stable and they're using themselves, their inner dependency, to produce a high level of presence and being able to communicate and get your work done, but not because you're medicating yourself, which food can be.
So what you're saying is, as a person becomes more conscious of what they're eating, all these other areas, how they eat, they move, they self-reflect, they relate, their purpose, their creativity, and their rest and recreation all get uplifted.
It's across the board. You know, Gandhi once said that you cannot be deficient in one area of your life and expect to thrive in others. Everything takes the lowest common denominator. So during our eating practices, we want to develop all these other practices. Like Dawn, she's now meditating every morning, journaling, and setting in deliberateness about how she wants her day to go. And you can bet she's doing better just by that self-inspirational practice.
And on your website, I want to encourage people to visit your website at www.radiantaliveness.com. You have a book that's for sale. It's called The Five Essential Laws of Eating. And they can order that book. And it gives them a sort of a summary of all we're saying today and all kinds of different... Well, give us a
the,
summary
the
of book.
The book is actually the legacy I have left in honor of my teacher, because I feel it's the most brilliant work I've ever heard anyone transmit about the practice of eating. And so he taught, and I now share it with the world, these practices of eating your food whole and eating your food clean and alive and simple, and that following that. So there's a beautiful description and instructions of how to eat according to these laws. Then there's a 21-day program, and then there's another section on the inner game of eating.
And again, Dr. Grace is offering a special for listeners today. If you call her today and sign up for her 14-day cleanse, you will receive a free 20-minute private consultation. Dr. Grace's phone number is 808-269-0400. That's 808-269-0400. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The 20th century will be about the expansion of our psychic abilities. Here on Maui, we're all a bit psychic. Let's develop this potential of our human psyche through further exploration. Starting January 17th, the Psychic Salon begins. Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. in Makaua'au. We will explore, we will train, we will have fun as we experiment in these areas. For further information, please see HeikuHelen.com or call 573-6343. Aloha.
The Studio Maui, located in Haiku, has ongoing adult and children's classes in various movement arts, such as yoga, Nia, dance, martial arts, and special events and workshops throughout the week. The Studio Maui is a center for wellness and also a facility rental for your next event. Please visit the Studio Maui in Haiku or go to the web at www.thestudiomaui.com or call 575-9390.
Do you want to get naturally healthy, find your purpose, and discover the holistic and new age community on Maui? Then pick up and read Maui Vision Magazine. We make an excellent starting point to get you connected to the right healer or event. In Maui Vision Magazine, you'll find information on yoga, astrology, dance, nutrition, personal growth, holistic health, massage, psychics, spiritual groups, workshops, wellness events, health products, music entertainment, and much more. Best of all, Maui Vision Magazine is free. Pick up your free copy of Maui Vision Magazine at popular retail outlets or call us at 669-9091 to find a location near you. And if you have a product or service that would benefit from marketing to our 6,000-plus readers, we offer low-cost and no-cost ways to get the word out. So, get inspired and get in touch. Call us today, 669-9091. Maui Vision Magazine, your guide to natural living.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio with Leah Howard, and today our guest is Dr. Grace Purusha. And I would like to invite you to a couple of events at the Studio Maui. This Saturday, January 6th, from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, they are having what would be considered an open house. Come and try new classes and meet the Studio Maui Ohana. The faculty will talk to you about their classes, their teaching philosophies, and teach a class for you to experience their work. Learn more about the classes in yoga, dance, qigong, and other creative movement styles. Again, that's the Studio Maui, and you can call 575-9390. 575-9390. Also, I'd like to mention that on January 5th, tomorrow night at 6 p.m., yours truly, Leah, is going to be televised on Akaku Television, Channel 52, 6 p.m. It's just a half-hour show. It's called Life on Maui with Stephen Fried, and I am the guest. Would love to have you take a few minutes to get to know me a little bit, and maybe I'll get to know you when you get a chance to call in. Thanks so much for listening. Dr. Grace Purusha, our guest today, she is a nutritional coach and master in terms of eating for radiant aliveness. Dr. Grace, let's talk a little bit more about why people eat unconsciously.
Well, I think it's probably a mixture of all the things we really want to experience in life that we're not experiencing, and so we get frustrated, and then we eat for boredom. We don't know what to do. We're walking around the kitchen, you know, you eat because you don't know what to do, or you're scared, and you can't deal with that kind of energy, or you're just looking for a thrill. Like, that's what happens to me a lot. I'll go, oh, I just want something. I just want something. And I think one of the ways I've sustained what I'm working on producing with my body is I ask myself really good questions like, Grace, are you eating for nutritional value or a thrill? And then I get to choose. Well, you're right. I'm eating because I just want a thrill, so I don't think I'll do that this time. And then sometimes I say yes. But the trick is eat mostly for nutrition and kind of do the thrill eatings measured out like once every couple of days.
So there's really two parts to eating consciously. One is noticing when you're hungry, as you said earlier.
Right.
So then if you notice you're hungry, I guess it would come down to the choice. I can eat this for the thrill, like something like, how about buttery, salty popcorn?
Right.
That would be a thrill food,
which
right?
is a decent snack once a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I could choose this luscious cucumber, which yeah. would be more of nutrition.
Right, or a salad, or a piece of fish, or some steamed broccoli, or something like that. And I think that it's important, I want to mention the topic of hunger, because hunger is the most important guidance system that our body gives us as to when to eat and how much to eat. And that if we simply chose to only eat when we're hungry, most people's health would take a 50% leap. We eat because it's the right time, because it's in front of us, because we want a thrill, because we're bored, because we'd rather have sex, but we don't have any of that, so we'll go eat instead. And we eat not because we're hungry.
Now, somebody told me once that when you eat, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to register that you've eaten. So by then, you could have consumed a vast amount of food.
This is absolutely correct. And so I have a principle that says always eat below the line. And I got that from an eating therapist I saw in my early 30s when I was struggling. And that one really works. Eat below the line and always imagine that you're going to feel one-third fuller in 20 minutes.
Right. So it's part of eating consciously is also planning ahead, which is one of the things that you teach.
Yes, I have a method called the good food bag. And so in the morning when I go out for the day, if I'm going across island and I'm leaving at 10, I'm going to be home at 10 at night, I bring 5, 6, 7, 8 little compartments of little snacks that I can eat along the way. And if you can't do that, do you know that every supermarket on Maui, I believe, has a salad bar? And even though it may not be organic, it's still better than a bag of chips.
Right, because what I learned from our private session was carbohydrates are evil. No.
Well, they're basically empty food.
They're empty.
They're empty. They're not whole. They're not living. They don't have a lot of nutrients. They've been cooked and processed. And so you go, you know, how much intelligence does it take to know that a bag of carrots would be better? It's alive. It's juicy. It's moist. It's crispy. And God made it.
Now, a lot of people work very, very hard. They have many hours that they work, or they're putting out a lot of physical labor, and they feel that they need carbohydrates to keep them going.
You know, sometimes it takes something to undo that belief. Either you have to be willing to run an experiment due to the fact that you're not happy with the way you're feeling. Most people will not make a change until they have pain or discomfort. So the main reason I could say get, say, a laborer who works outside and builds houses, and he says, I need some energy in the afternoon. But the truth is, when he has a turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomato, and cheese on it, he's going to feel a slump at 2 o'clock because those foods don't really combine well in the body. And if he knew that and chose to have, you know, maybe a can of tuna fish and a container of coleslaw instead, his energy would stay so much better, because we're talking about the law of simple now. Simple means an educated person would know that bread and turkey do not digest well together because they require different enzymes in the belly. So those different enzymes are not going to be working well when they mix together. So if you simply ate the chicken, or like a rotisserie chicken and a salad, would be way better than chips and avocado and mixed foods.
So is this part of what people will be learning during that 14-day cleanse, how to combine their foods?
Most definitely. In fact, there's a day-by-day program, and each day I have designed an experiment for you to run so that you can see all different ways that you might be able to feel better that are easy and uncomplicated that anybody can do even while they're working. And I just, that's my main interest, is that people get a reference point and go, wow, I can't believe this. It's not hard. I'm feeling better. I'm losing weight. I have more energy. And I have confidence in this path.
So in terms of the main benefits that a person, if they were going to make a commitment to be there for those 3 Mondays from 6:30 to 9, and that's January 8th, 15th, and...
22.
Okay, good math.
I think.
Right. And then, of course, there's all the homework assignments in between.
There's not any homework assignments. There's only if you wish to read, if you wish to, you know, enhance your understanding, I provide those materials. But really, all I'm asking people to consider doing is taking something in their life they're not pleased with and they know is causing problems. It might be coffee, it might be sugar, it might be overeating, it might be poor digestion, anything that's enough to inspire you, and come in and practice some new ways of looking at food and eating to see if there's a way you could improve, and you can start wherever you're at. Maybe you'll just cut down on sugar during that time. There's also a 6-day cleanse in the middle where people who are more avid and inspired and motivated can achieve a 5 to 10 pound weight loss in the whole 14 days due to this 6-day cleanse right in the middle, where you're going to vastly cut back, but we're going to keep your energy strong, and there's going to be no deprivation, no fasting, just a very, very, very clean and just the minimal amounts, and people will have profound results after this.
So a person could come whether they want to go at the bronze level, silver, gold, or platinum, which would be the extreme, right?
That's right. You can come and just listen, and I guarantee you your health will improve during that time.
Because your consciousness shifts.
Exactly.
Ignorance is no longer.
This is an awareness game, health, and the more aware you are and the more enthused you are and the more you have chosen that you want to look and feel better, then the farther you will get.
And it's about tuning the instrument. You have that on your flyer. Mm-hmm. I like that. Tune your instrument. You know, if you had a guitar, you'd have to get it tuned periodically, right?
And we are not saying perfect your instrument.
Right.
We are saying tune your instrument. That's a process you go through. When the piano man comes, he's there all afternoon tuning the instrument. And that's what we would like to do. Just come and see what happens to you when you put more consciousness into your eating.
So how do you deal with people who really are afraid that they're not going to be able to do it, that really are afraid that they've tried so many other things and they've just yo-yoed up and down and up and down and they're kind of feeling hopeless at this point?
Well,
especially after the holidays.
I consider one of my personal services in this community is to be a guide and a support mechanism. And what I want to do is I want to hold somebody's hand who's afraid, and I want to show them that little things, one by one, pocketing every win, that it's possible for anybody to make a change little by little where they feel comfortable, and then that alone is enough. Once they start to feel that, like you today, then they're more and more interested and they get over their fears, and I help them and we learn how to prepare healthy food. But we work a lot on the inner level, Leah. And I'm going to ask them to be doing personal practices and spiritual practices and to be praying and to be invoking and to be visioning that they really are ready to do what's required. And this is not for this weak of heart. This is for people who say, I'm willing to do the hard work here.
So I get this image. I mean, I guess I had an image of personal coaches, especially in nutrition, being more like sergeants. Like, you will do this and you will do that.
Oh, no.
No, I did. I had that image.
Right.
And then I went for my session and I realized it was different. It was like being in a classroom. I left with pages and pages of notes and information that I have to now digest and get to understand and embody in my life.
You know, I often refer to a big ocean liner being turned around in the middle of the ocean. And, you know, it's a slow process, but if you're steady and persistent, you can turn that big ocean liner around. You can reverse things that have been created for decades of poor eating and abuse that you've done in unconsciousness. And I think the main point is I just would like to help you to wake up and see what you're doing and appreciate that there are other options and to always know you're at choice every minute. No matter how many times you may not have made it in the past, you can still choose right now something else. And it's important to know that you're not stuck. You do have other options.
And this is certainly a way of being compassionate with ourselves, that instead of feeling that we have to do it all at once, we can make these smaller increments of change.
Absolutely. You know, I don't have this mastered yet. I'm mastering and I'm masterful, but I'm not a master of my own eating even. And, you know, I went to a big Christmas party the other day and had some goodies, but I had little tiny bits. And during the day, I did a big, strong workout. And the next day, I went on liquids in the morning. And I just kind of equaled it out. And, you know, I'm here to feast with the rest of the community, and I want to.
And one of the things you mentioned in your book was that you go to parties and gatherings to be with the people rather than to just be with the food.
I think that's a principle to live our lives by, because a lot of people, and I've been here myself, is we save all of our energy to go eat all this stuff we'd normally never eat, and we starve ourselves, and then we go cram as much in as we can because we don't know when we'll ever get it again, and we want to do it while it's there and somebody did it and it's free. And it's to say, you know, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to be with the people.
Grace, I love your suggestion of going to parties and gatherings to be with the people and not with the food. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. I would like to give you Dr. Grace's phone number and website. It's www.radiantaliveness.com, and her phone number is 269-0400. Again, 269-0400. And your book is available on your website, or they could call you for the book also, right?
That's the best
way. And that's
way.
The Five Essential Laws
of Eating.
Of eating. There you go. We'll be right back.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here. Just know that you're here for the love in your life.
Hello, I'm Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Are you wondering what your next step in life should be? Let me help you see your way clear and move into a place of more love and harmony with your soul's path. I offer private psychic channeled readings, group readings, and couples sessions. Phone sessions are also available. Call me at 808-269-3137. That's 269-3137. Or visit my website at www.leahhoward.com. LIAHHOWARD.com.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Dr. Grace Purusha. We'd like to invite you to a couple of events at the Studio Maui coming up January 6th. We have acoustic guitar concert with Jeff Muldeer. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $25, and Jeff Muldeer is one of the great voices and musical forces to emerge from the folk, blues, and rock scenes of the 60s. Also, tomorrow night, you can listen on Friday, the January 5th, at 6 p.m. I'm going to be on a televised broadcast on Life on Maui with Stephen Fried. That's Channel 52 Akaku Television. So, Dr. Grace, we have a caller who's calling
good.
In. Let's go ahead and take that caller, and then we'll go on with our conversation about conscious eating and radiant aliveness. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, so we lost that caller. Maybe he'll call back in.
Maybe.
So, Dr. Grace, your program that you're offering, now, if people don't have time to do the whole program, they could do personal coaching with you, and you offer groups of sessions?
I encourage people to do an opening of 4 to 6 hours with me that they just pay in advance, and that's their opening program with me. And after we do our initial interview and I look and see what it is that's particular to you in your life that you could actually accomplish, then I'm going to stick with you. And we're going to talk a couple times a week, 10, 15 minutes on the phone, make sure that you're getting the support that you need, that your questions and challenges are getting handled. And that's how we start.
So that would start into a busy lifestyle. Okay, our caller's back. Hello, you're on the air, and your name, please.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. And you have a question for Dr. Grace?
I do. Actually, it's a suggestion. I'm looking for suggestions because I've sort of run to my wit's end on trying to lose weight and to do more exercise. I recently had a friend who had a heart attack. I mean, he'll be okay and everything, but it sort of scared me somewhat. And so I've tried so many things to try to quit eating and or slow down my eating and exercise more. And I just thought I would call in today and see if she had any suggestions for me.
Tony, do you mind if I ask your age?
Yeah, I'm 58 years old.
Yeah, see, when we get into the 50s and 60s, our friends start having, I have a friend who was just diagnosed with cancer, and we begin noticing these things. So, Dr. Grace, can you address that question?
Well, what I'm struck by, and by what you just said, Leah, is that we are giving these opportunities to wake up in life. And, Tony, you just had one. Your friend had an experience that made you look into your life, and now you're ready to say, what could I do to feel better? And that's the starting point. And I would say, you probably even know what you could do to do better with your eating. You could cut down on processed foods. You could eat more live food. You could eat smaller portions. You could eat less late at night. You could look in the produce section and in the living foods areas for more of what you could eat. And we could keep this so simple. It's so simple to improve our health. We need more honesty. So just every time you're about to eat, think to yourself, is this coming from the hand of God? And if that was all that you did, Tony, and you only ate the right amount of food and only when you're hungry, your health would improve and you would begin to reduce whatever harm has come from the years of poor eating. And it's just a slow process, and you begin somewhere.
I know you're right. I mean, in the sense that, you know, I read a lot of books and I've done a lot of diets and I've done a lot of things, and I just can't seem to stick with it, and so it makes me a little nervous. And there's no woman in my life, and I'm busy, and I'm working almost all the time, and it doesn't feel like I have enough room or space to do much of any of that you know you mentioned. So I hear it, and it makes totally logical sense.
Here, I have a suggestion from her book.
I've had so many
failures. Tony,
I don't even know where to start, actually.
I have a suggestion from her book, because I read her book and I was really amazed. One part said, what do animals drink? They only drink water. But as humans, we drink Coke or beer or wine or coffee, all these different things. So if a person even just changed that, if they took out all the excess beverages and just drank water and tea.
Such a difference just to drink the fluids. And also, Tony, just look for simple little things you can do. Like if you're near a store, go to the salad bar. Get yourself 8 ounces of sliced turkey or a rotisserie chicken. That's going to be better than anything processed. Just keep saying, I'm going to find the most healthy choice I can make, and I'm going to make the best choice I can make, which might mean that, potato chips might be better than French fries. That might be an improvement. I mean, they're both pretty bad. You know? Or sometimes maybe a baked potato from the salad bar at Down to Earth in the middle of town. You know, that's a better choice than a bag of chips. So just keep looking for the best choice you can make.
But what I hear him saying is he's tried so many things. That's why your program is so great, because you have that sense of community support.
Yes, and we experiment together. And so when you come together with other people who are avid and interested and needing to make changes, and we run these experiments, it's so fascinating. You learn so much. You become more competent, and your options expand. And I think that's the most important thing, is just, you know, find a coach or come work with me, and let's see what we could do to make this easier for you.
I hear that.
Thanks so much for calling in, Tony, and good luck with that.
Thank you,
So, Dr. Grace, your program that you're offering, it starts with some sort of a cleanse, is that right, or when you work with people?
It's a 14-day cleanse, and, you know, a lot of people cleanse, and they're looking for a quick fix. This is not what I want to accomplish during my cleanse. I would like people to have an experience of going through possibly, well, for some it might even lead towards the feeling of withdrawal from all the allergenic foods and processed foods, from too much salt, too much sugar, too much oil, which are really non-foods, and that's the law of clean. Clean means you eat your food with as little salt, sugar, and oil as possible. So during this 14 days, we're going to cleanse your body of the effects of all the things you put in that aren't really food. So you kind of get distilled down into your more cleaner, clearer, essential you. And from that point, we start to make different choices. Without that, it's very hard to make different choices.
Thank you. Now, what do you do in terms of choices in your life? How do you live a life of radiant aliveness?
Well, I have some serious, very devoted practices in my life, and the only reason I do it is not because I think it makes me a good person or I ought to, but because I really like the way I feel with my practices. And I'd say I put one of them into the category of called eat less, more often. Eat less, more often, light foods, really clean, small portions, only when I'm hungry, move my body a lot.
Let's make a rap song. That's good. Eat less, more often. Okay, that's good.
So, you know, I go to the beach twice a day. I do either a swim or a run or a walk in the morning. I do ocean aerobics. I just frolic around in the water. I move my body. I breathe. I ride my bike in Wailea. I walk the Wailea walkway in the sunset time, and I love moving my body. And then every morning, I always say, you know, you shouldn't go into the day naked. You should go into the day having prayed and invoked to be the person you want to be today, to live according to the principles you believe in, to practice discipline, to be honest, to be awake, to make conscious choices, to make your best choices every day. And I rest, like every day I take a nap in the afternoon. I lay down and I honor my body and I let my body regroup and release the old segment and begin a new segment. Whatever you find, one of the things I want to do in the 14 days is I'm going to ask people to create a program of practices that they believe would make them feel better, right from their own knowing, and they already know, and to try them out during those 14 days.
So that's based on those six arts of living?
It is.
And let's repeat those.
Well, there's the art of eating, the art of movement, relating, you know, why don't you practice being a better listener during these 2 weeks and understanding people.
Well, and sometimes for women, they actually need to learn to communicate more. They're holding back. They're listening maybe too much.
Sometimes. Some of them are the opposite sex would claim we talk too much and say too... I mean, that's probably more what we're going to hear is the complaint now. Then there's the art of self-inquiry or self-reflecting, where you take the time to look within your own soul and get yourself tuned up with your own presence and look and see, you know, how do I want to behave today? And then there's rest and recreation, and purpose and creativity.
I love that. Recreation. We recreate ourselves during recreation.
Isn't that so?
Did you make that up? That's awesome.
I've always just seen it that way.
You have? I've never noticed that. I like it. Of course, I'm someone who doesn't spend enough time in recreation, so that's wonderful. I'm going to add that to my repertoire.
You know, one of the things I'm practicing right now is just paying attention. I want to pay attention. I want to be honest with myself to see, am I in balance? You know, if I miss a day sitting in my sitting practice or just being silent, I feel that. And then the next day, I have an agreement with myself that I'm not going to go 2 days in a row missing any of the arts of living. Just, you know, am I paying attention? Am I doing my best? Have I really rested today?
You know, and for you folks out there that have kids and you feel there's just no time for you, I'm a mother of four, and my little secret is this. Get up an hour before the kids. This is your special hour. This is it. You get to program your day. You get to breathe. You can do yoga. You can meditate. You can walk. You take this time. Honestly, it's so much more valuable than just that hour of sleep because it will give you the energy. For me, it was my patience. If I didn't do that every day, I didn't have the patience that I needed to deal with a large family. And I think that that's part of what you're saying is this changing our eating is a whole way of life.
And it really takes courage. I don't think there's anything that scares people more, Leah, than changing the way they eat. It is the most difficult, requires the most compassion and forgiveness, and you really need to get clear that you're going to practice. And I would say for anyone who feels stuck or feels like they'll make the best of what they've got, I would so encourage you to uplift that as your bottom line and just get clear that you do have the power to make changes at any point in your life, and you can get unstuck and you can try new things, and don't give up. Anything that you want, you can go for.
Thank you, Dr. Grace. And in your book, you talk about your life story and all the challenges that you went through. We're not going into detail about them on the air, but please read this account. It's so amazing. And to look at you and how far you've come in terms of your body, your health, your vibrancy, your strength. So again, if you'd like to get trim, strong, and energized in this new year, please call Dr. Grace Purusha at 269-0400 or visit her website at www.radiantaliveness.com. That's radiantaliveness.com. If you call her today and say that you heard her on Mind, Body, Spirit, you will receive a free 20-minute personal consultation, and you need to register for the course for Get Trim, Strong, and Energized. So that would be part of that call. Don't just call her and say, I want my free 20-minute session. You also need to sign up. Make a commitment, yeah? And other people out there are going to make commitments. Maybe you could do it with a friend. I think that would be so fun, and you could share different food and, you know, preparation and shopping and everything. So next week, our guest is David Livingston. And David Livingston is going to be talking about you're the most creative person you'll ever know. Isn't that an incredible topic? So we're going to be getting into that aspect that you were talking about with creativity. You're the most creative person you'll ever know. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most beautiful and blessed week, and a happy, happy new year to you all.